Meow.
This is the Freedom Fiends coming at you from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios. We alter your locus aurelius by hitting your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves, but we don't use notes to do the intro.
Right.
Freedom Fiends, Trigger Weeds is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anybody except governments and their agents. Freedom Fiends remind you that Barack Obama is a liar, a socialist, and his feet stink, that Hillary Clinton is a liar, a pantsuit, and her socialist sinks.
Turn up, Steve. Turn up.
Turn up.
Yeah.
And we remind you that Bernie Sanders is a liar, yeah, a socialist, and he looks like he smells like tinkle, but also mothballs.
Mothballs.
That is correct.
That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Good evening, gentlemen. Horrible. Can you feel it? Is it working?
I feel the non-burn. Yeah.
I feel something. I'm not sure what it is. But
I tried to cure someone of their burns over the weekend using something you yourself sent me, Michael.
Yeah, I sent you a USB drive, thumb drive with 100 episodes of The Fiends on it. That was, you're supposed to deliver it by messenger to, what's that local station there? WHIV, the HIV.
Yeah. Philadelphia's most positive radio station.
Oh, man. That's just wrong.
Too soon.
Yeah. And, too soon. Anyway, I delivered it to them.
Too
and then
soon.
I also...
AIDS has only been around since the 30s, which it has. Hey, what are you talking about?
Yo, Nancy Reagan, low-key advocacy, she ended it. Anyway.
That's what Hillary said.
That
she was wrong.
That's what, because she's a liar, and she's a socialist, and her pantsuit stinks.
It really does.
And like, see, this is how we're ahead of the curve. We've been saying this for a long time, and now here she is at Nancy Reagan's funeral, like, proving
she
to the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, she could have declared, like, I am a liar, I am a socialist, and my pantsuit stinks, and could have, like, just said it in plain language like that, and that would have gotten better for her than saying Nancy Reagan, in any way, shape, or form, assisted anyone with AIDS
ever. She was horrible, and Ronald Reagan was pretty horrible, too. People say Reagan was great, but, you know, really there's not much difference between him and Bernie Sanders when it comes down to it. And Reagan actually added gun laws and raised taxes. What kind of conservative hero is that, man? Jeez.
Oh, he was atrocious.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, his big thing was
created
the first
Taliban
time around.
Too.
Yeah, well, yeah, that too. But the first time around, his first election, he was, you know, I'm gonna bring down the Department of Education, which had just gotten started. And not only did he not bring it down, he empowered it.
Yeah,
made it bigger and better.
He was just trying to sound like Barry Goldwater, who was trying to sound like an anarchist, because Barry Goldwater's speechwriter was an actual anarchist. What was that guy's name?
Carl Hess.
Yeah.
Yes.
And and he almost won, or he didn't almost win, but he Goldwater really kind of like motivated the base in a way that hadn't been done in decades. And so Reagan just copied him. Like, basically they say
he's sort of Goldwater, like Trump with literacy is what you're telling me.
Who? Goldwater?
Well, you're saying he animated the base, but
oh, okay, you know, no. Well, yeah, I don't like to make that comparison. I heard Ian Freeman, who I like a lot, and I stand behind Ian, and I think this whole like Ian Gate thing is ridiculous. This petition that's against Ian.
I'm
and
against
LRN.
It if they're ending it with the suffix Gate. I think that is so stupid, and people
it.
Should
I'm
really
doing
stop doing that.
I'm doing it. But I remember Watergate.
Well, Michael, you should stop doing that.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
But you know what? I do, on behalf of the entire LGBTQIABCLRNICIADHSDNC family and allies, I want to extend Ian, on behalf of the entire hashtag book community, my condolences, because he got dead named, and that is one of the greatest.
Oh yeah, they yeah. gave his old
was,
name.
He was dead named.
I
and,
know.
Oh man, had that been liberals doing that to other liberals, I can only imagine the blog post that would be written.
Dead
but if yeah, somebody got dead named, that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, do you understand that? Like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen since the last
like
time I went to Kohl's.
Jenner, Mark Jenner.
Yeah, or it's like going to Kohl's and they have separate men's and women's dressing rooms. Like, that is literal tyranny. And then they charge you sales tax on your way out the door.
How dare they?
Hey, if it turns out, I'm getting my 23andMe results back in the next like day or three. If it turns out I'm part African American, can I say the N-word on radio now? I don't think
so. If it turns out you're part African American, I can guarantee you which part you're going to hope is African American.
God, Steve, you snorted some Liberty before the show, didn't you?
Yeah, dude, I got strung out on freedoms. You understand? I just got a, like, this is the first like pure like liberty that I've had in a while. Like, for I've been having to like freebase choices.
Yeah. Now, right now, there's some law enforcement at some level listening to this radio, jotting down liberty in quotes. Like, find out what drug that is, and how should we outlaw liberty?
What are the kids doing these days?
Jankum. It's like Jankum is a gateway drug to liberty, I think. No, it goes Jankum, Crocodile, and then liberty. So Ian Freeman was comparing Bernie Sanders to Ron Paul in how they are old white men who motivize the base. But I don't know, man. I think Ron Paul's my favorite government thug. He's actually the only one I ever really liked. The rest of them are horrible. I saw a great video today. It was in an article about how, you know, how Trump is really upset that people are expressing their First Amendment rights at his rallies and calling for their arrest. And somebody showed this video. It was an older video of Ron Paul speaking somewhere. And these Occupy Wall Street people came in and did the mic check thing and chanted something about the 1%. And Ron Paul just kind of stopped talking and smiled. And when they were done, he said, "Do you feel better now?" Like, it wasn't even sarcastic. It was like, "I hope you feel better now." And then he said, and then he like addressed it and said why he agreed with them. Whereas, you know, Trump is just like, "Guards, seize them!" You know?
Who dares speak ill before the king?
I know, he really is. I mean, it's kind of a wobbler whether that's free speech or not, because you could argue that, you know, a rally that people pay to get in or have to be invited, like, it's private property if he's running the place, and, you know, maybe he has the right to throw people out, but
well, no, he's a at the current moment, he's a candidate for political office. He's got Secret Service as it is at his disposal. He lost his free speech rights when he's in that capacity. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yo,
you want to play by the stupid rules? You win stupid prizes. There you go.
Okay, let me ask you a question. You both are both people that interact with people.
We're both
that
people.
Are not that bright.
As far as I know, I'm a person.
So
wait, let me ask you this. With what? I was too busy interrupting you to hear you.
I was told definitively by a YouTube video that the Illuminati were soon going to try to kill Donald Trump because he was going to tell the world the truth about both 9/11 and Sandy Hook. This is based on one sentence that he said in a debate where he said, "Oh, we're going to find out what happened on 9/11. And then, I guess, and then there was another time where he says, "And Sandy Hook, and I mean Sandy Hook." And that, we're supposed to take that to mean that he is going to launch a full investigation and prove every conspiracy moron correct.
Well, I think he's just saying it to get the conspiracy vote. He just says things. Well, he just talks.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
But he, but that's it. Those two little lines right there, that's more than enough evidence for those guys to run with. So
I have the documents.
Listening to Trump's speeches is the most painful thing on the planet because it's like a children's book. There's maybe like 75 words that he chooses from.
It's non sequiturs. He like stops mid sentence. He reminds me of my my late mother when she was getting up in years, when she was starting to be, as she put it, a little spacey sometimes.
A little spacey.
Yeah. Well, that seems to be a hallmark of the recent Republican darlings, isn't it? Because wasn't that a Palin dementia thing too? Well, no. Well, Palin's thing. Palin was great with non sequiturs, and Reagan. Well, Reagan dementia, obviously.
But... No, dementia is the new hallmark of the Republican.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I like it.
Put it in the platform.
There's your show title for you.
We don't support the earned income tax credit. Also, there are 10,000 miniature lesbians living in my nose. Also, are you my son, Tom?
What? Wow. The Republican Party is the Pacific Ocean. Yeah. Man.
Oh, yeah. I don't allow any horns in my bugle.
Wow. So did we start anything we didn't finish? I always like to... So I've got a...
Did we actually start anything?
Happy Pi Day. Sure. It's officially Pi Day.
Oh, 3.14? 314. Yep. Yeah. I'm really loving my Chrome Robot Turd. And so to get unlimited data on it from AT&T, we had to also get their TV. So we canceled the other TV. I've talked about like how hard Charter made it. It was like leaving a stalker lover. So now today, they came on a Sunday. They offered that as an option. Like, yeah, we'll come by Sunday at 8 in the morning. We'll have you do it. So they came by and installed the dish and did the set. And it's like, it's weird because, you know, I think of like dish TV as like a throwback, like because it was around before cable. But it's actually like, it's the future, man. The future is no wires on anything. And cable looks better. It's higher definition and higher quality than cable. Do you guys know that?
No, what, I had dish? No idea.
I've seen dish TV a couple of times. It's definitely better quality, at least better than what I get here. So,
yeah, and now we've also got a what do you call the thing that has a hard drive that records your TV shows? A DVR. It's got a built-in DVR. Whereas we didn't have one with our old one because we got it like 7 years ago and it was like extra then. So I used a DVR for the first time and I really like it. I really like not being tethered to. You know, as David Fincher said when he directed the first episode of House of Cards, which they released all at once, he said, Thursday night at 8 p.m. is dead. And it's really true, man. It really is.
That's an interesting little quote.
Yeah.
I haven't watched TV in long enough to even know.
well, Thursday night, that was Friends time slot, and I always hated Friends. This is one of the.
How could
this
you
is
hate these... Friends?
Oh, see, Friends. Here we go. Oh, we're about to get into this. Yeah, it is terrible. I absolutely can't stand Friends.
Oh, I'm not enemies good. With Friends. It was just addicting.
I'm enemies with Friends.
Yeah, I would call that show Friends Without Benefits.
Oh, man.
That is a quite awful critique there. It's
the writing is so bad. The laughter is so canned. The acting's terrible. There's an absolute... It's implausible. Yeah.
You know what? There's one actor on that went on to do something really cool, though. It was surprising because it was Chandler, who was like the goofiest one. Went on to be a main character on Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip, which was written by Sorkin. Did you ever see that show?
Yeah, that show was good. Didn't last
long. It was amazing. Yeah, it didn't last long because... 30 Rock pushed it out on the same station. They're both about starting backstage.
Oh, right.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
The Freedom Fiends now have a free app for your Android phone, tablet, phablet, or other chromed robot turd available now from the Google Play Store, Amazon, and freedomfiends.com. Lovingly handcrafted by head hamster Michael W. Dean, the artisanal Freedom Fiends radio app allows you to listen live, keep up with the podcast, chat directly with other fiends, get discounts on bigger buttons, brainwash yourself with a 24/7 random episode, and so much more. You know the Freedom Fiends is the best libertarian radio show in the world, but when the fiends aren't live, you can use the app to listen to LRN.FM from anywhere. The Freedom Fiends radio app is like having a virtual libertarian re-education camp in your pocket. It's your gateway to the exclusive high-demand group that is the Freedom Fiends. Install the Freedom Fiends radio Android app today. It's free and, of course, it's covered by the BIPCOT no government license. Tell two friends. Review it on Google Play and Amazon. Prepare for the inevitable death of terrestrial radio and get ready for LibPair with the Freedom Fiends radio app for Android. Worms.
Public is becoming more common, according to the Boston Globe. Steve, tell me about this.
So we're all Kensington now, America.
That's where you live. Isn't there an open-air heroin market, like Libertarian Paradise up the street from you?
Indeed. I live basically in LibPair. It is an open-air drug market. If you go on YouTube and search Drugs Inc. Philadelphia, you can see my house. You can see one of my you can see one of my former students. You can see the outside of the school I used to teach at. All in one documentary about heroin.
Wow.
And people in Kensington, for as long as I've lived here, have never had any problem offering to sell you heroin. They don't take Bitcoin. Which
yeah, you should change one. That. I think you should feed the homeless. I think you should walk around like Ian Freeman does that. He the reason Keene, New Hampshire has the highest incidence of Bitcoin commerce in America. I've heard him say that it's in the world. It's not. There's Kreuzberg neighborhood in Berlin is more, but and I've hung out there. It's pretty hip. I hung out there like way before Bitcoin though, but in the 90s, but yeah, the reason that Keene, New Hampshire has the highest incidence of sales of Bitcoin in commerce is because Ian went door to door and got all the merchants to take it, basically. So why don't you do that? I mean, Davi and I did an episode one time called The First Mugger to Take Bitcoin.
You and I did that episode.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
I forgot.
And it was about me getting mugged. Yes.
Ah, there he okay. is. Okay. So why don't you teach the heroin dealers to take Bitcoin in your neighborhood?
Why don't I not?
Okay.
Well, maybe not the heroin dealers. Maybe start with some of the other dealers first.
Yeah.
Well, I came across start with a gateway drug, like go to the people dealing with
cigarettes. Yeah.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is.
No, I came across somebody today who actually interacts in that manner, and I found it fascinating. And I said, maybe I should talk to my people about this.
And then you said, can you breathe? And he said, no. Too soon.
Yeah.
So tell me more about your neighborhood and heroin being more common in public. Right. And then we'll talk about why. If drugs were legal, this wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be, well, it might be done in public, but there wouldn't be people crapping all over Harvard Square, like this article says there are.
There's an area of town.
Gigi Allen would be proud.
There's an area of town called the Badlands, where I live, that they've tried to, the city councilwoman has tried to get people to call it the Goodlands instead of the Badlands, because that'll make everything better.
That'll make everything good. They should make it a law.
It's all about perception.
Call it the Badlands, really.
Yeah, it is hereby illegal to refer to the Badlands.
Yeah.
It shall henceforth be named the Goodlands.
Yeah.
Did I get droned?
Yeah, for a second.
Okay.
It's okay. You're back.
And anyway, so it's the Badlands. And on every corner, there are people, and they had their little chants. Dope powder rocks, dope powder rocks, dope powder rocks.
Man, they don't rhyme. In San Francisco, they'd say coca roca, smoke a dopa, or something like that.
Nope. They never rhyme. We're not that creative in this town.
All right.
And the people selling syringes call that works. And it would always be works, 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 works. And as somebody who attended seminary...
It's a job fair. It's a works project.
Right. Well, and as somebody who went to Lutheran seminary, I every time just want to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Works. Not saved by works. Saved by grace, homie. Saved by grace.
There's some cop right now writing down grace in quotes. What's that drug?
Yeah, dude. Especially grace, this goes out on liberty. WHIV. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet. I hope the cop cars are tuned to WHIV. Special greeting to them if they are. Yeah.
How far would you have to go out your door to buy heroin? Could you
they're
going
to say, how far do you have to go out my door to get WHIV? I'm like, I can get reception from inside my house.
Yeah.
So is the answer the same for heroin?
You would have to, you know what? Here's the thing, Michael. There's gentrification. It used to be I have to go in front of my house and then there would be somebody. Then it was the corner. I used to have to go to the corner. And now you would have to go a solid two blocks from my front door.
I don't know. I think you could just get some kid and say, hey, I'll give you a dollar to go find someone for me who will come to my
house. You didn't say how far would you have to go to find a kid who would run heroin for you.
Yeah, okay.
Child
labor.
That's like second degree.
Like child labor, yeah.
I thought you were the director of DIY Nation, not the director of Get a Kid to Do It For You Nation.
Well, that's part of doing it yourself is hiring the right people, you know, the great minds that make America great again.
You're a job creator.
I am. Yeah, you just stand on your porch and say, who's going to sell me smack and wave money in the air? You know, someone will come up there.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you tired of your taxes funding endless occupations around the world? Antiwar.com is run by people who understand that wars abroad become wars at home, wars on our freedoms. Antiwar.com is dedicated to bringing you the latest in news, views, interviews, and reviews from the top movers and shakers in the anti-occupation movement. Antiwar.com has it all, from thorough foreign policy analysis to interviews with whistleblowers who used to run the military-industrial complex. Antiwar, pro-free market. That's Antiwar.com.
Talking heroin with the president, as the Rolling Stones sang on Some Girls. Some girls give me Kensington. I just ain't got that much jam. So we're talking about the open-air heroin market that the entire East Coast has become, apparently.
And we're Is that just the East Coast?
I know. We're going to talk a little bit about how this wouldn't be a problem, how this is a government problem. And we are synced to government time now and on the show clock. James Babb's show clock, which we're calling Fiend Clock, F-E-E-N, capital K-L-O-K, after the band Death Clock. And we had to sync to government time. And one of my co-hosts was like, man, government time? Are you serious? That's so square. And I'm like, hey, that's the only thing the government does right, man. Hitler made the trains run on time because he killed anyone that made the trains run late. Government's good at time. That's all they're good for. So, kind of like how the only truth in the newspaper is the date. So tell me more about heroin in public. You know, one of the coolest heroin in public things I ever saw, and this is after I quit doing heroin, other than the fact that I never thought of drugs as illegal when I was doing them, to the point where one time I was in a coffee shop and this girl said to me, hey, Michael, you know there's a loaded syringe behind your ear, right? Like, I just left the house with it, like, to go get my coffee and stuck one like a pencil over my ear. But one of the coolest things I ever saw was in San Francisco, in the Tenderloin, which is the name of Skid Row. I saw a guy in broad daylight shooting dope on the street corner using a parking meter as a tourniquet. He was pushing his arm as hard as he could up against the parking meter.
I've seen that.
Wow. That is dedication.
Okay. And a lot of times if you get one of the parking meter things that has like two parking meters on it where it's like
you could
if your arm is like the right girth, you could just stick your arm like in between. I've seen that done before too. That's like a big meme thing.
And then after you shoot the dope and your arms and you can't feel anything, you break your bone to try to open the thing up and get the quarters out of it.
I think a good general rule of thumb to follow would be to not do any drugs that are going to make you become a meme at some point.
I don't know if that exists.
A drug that's not going to make you become a meme?
Name that drug.
So certain side effects include existence upon a meme.
I'm pretty sure any drug I can think of, I've seen a meme about it, including DMT, but it's usually about Adam Kokesh then,
or Terrence McKenna
or Joe Rogan.
See, when I see Adam Kokesh, I normally associate that with shrooms. Guns and Shrooms, The Road to Prison.
Well, we had an episode of Freedom Fiends episode a long time ago called Guns and Shrooms, The Road to might have been prison.
Oh no, I know it was on WHIV.
It was an episode. Okay, so, man, you are fully becoming indoctrinated to the Fiends.
It was on WHIV, and now it's on prostate inhibitors.
Did you know that you can, there's an app for smartphones that's an FM receiver, if you want to be able to
WHIV. I don't know. I saw a cell phone today. I saw a meme today about how cell phones are ruining our humanity. So I don't know if I'll be able to do that. I might have to just listen on my old GE wooden radio. Nice. Yeah, you saw my radio. It's gangsta.
Is it portable?
No, the one I sent you a picture of. It's like a General Electric old school. You said you had it when you were growing up. Those of you who have seen what I look like in real true life know that I look like a thrift store mannequin come to life.
Oh, that's so cute.
I have a radio that you would expect from such a man.
You're so skinny though. Don't like these large Asian men crush you?
No, I'm not that skinny. I weigh 200 pounds. I'm 6 feet tall, 200.
You wear it well. You hide it well. I mean, that's not fat, but it's not skinny.
Nah, it's
I weigh more than you, well, and I'm 5'5".
I was gonna say I'm actually that's actually almost my exact measurements, and you definitely wear it a lot better than I do, Steve.
You know why? It's because I have a posterior like a black woman bus driver. Yeah,
nice.
And that's yeah, it's because I bike everywhere, so all those muscles in like my legs,
your gluteus is maximus,
and not to mention the like multiple thrusts that I have to do through Chinatown every day.
So. Do you wear a helmet on your Johnson?
Which activity are we talking about now?
Biking.
Almost never.
When meeting men on
during Twitter? During romps, almost never.
You say romps?
I said romps.
Yes, you did.
I don't know. You kids in your slang. I can imagine, though.
A rompy romp. Yeah. How much slang have you learned due to me, Michael D?
A lot.
I brought him. Yeah,
I didn't even know what the grind meant. Bless your grind.
Yeah, you didn't know about the grind. You didn't. Yeah. You didn't know about trying to smash because when I came up with that libertarian dating service, I said any ladies trying to smash or trying to smash the state, and you're like, well, what's trying to smash? I better go look this up upon Urban Dictionary. And you did.
And, well, when I was like 27, I mean, I told you about how when I was 27, I was, when I got signed, well, no, it was earlier now. It was when I got signed to Warner Brothers. I suddenly was dating this model who was driving a Mercedes Benz. I went from like riding my messenger bike to band practice to being picked up by a model in a Mercedes. And then she left me after we got dropped. And she went and dated the publisher of a Penthouse magazine, Rob Guccione Jr., who was like 50. And in an interview, they asked him at some point, like, how do you keep your finger on the pulse of today's youth and what they want? And he said, by sleeping with one of them. And, you know, I don't sleep with the fiends, but I'm surrounded by young, hip people. So I'm kind of like Bernie Sanders or Ron Paul. I just get it by osmosis, you know, from you guys.
Yeah. We're the hippest. Nobody's got a belt buckle collection that's as big. Nobody's got a bolo tie collection. Show me a podcast that has more combined bolo ties than any than the Freedom
and yaks.
Oh,
so between like between you guys and me, the Freedom Fiends are where the hip meet the hip replacement at some point.
That's correct. And now I desperately need to make a bolo tie for a yak and send it to Dick so I can get a picture of a yak wearing a bolo tie. It would be complete at that point. Yeah. Make it out of a rope. I don't care. That thing's going to have to be like 4 feet long, and it won't matter. It'll be worth it.
Nick, get on it. Just tell Nick to get on it. Nick's got some free time on his hands. So,
yeah, he doesn't go to school.
He doesn't
go to school. He gets school credit for making a bolo yak for art class or something.
Bolo yak tie.
Yeah. So tell me more about heroin and where you've seen people shooting it and smoking crack and like on the bus.
Well,
this article says it happens on the bus.
On the bus all the time. There was this lady bleeding all over the bus one day a couple weeks ago. Because I don't know what she hit a vein or what have you. But here's the thing. It's
lady.
Not as if
I like he calls
not,
her lady.
It's not as if you do your heroin somewhere and then like you just leave and there's no evidence that you did your heroin there.
Yeah.
Because you find these little orange caps that are on the syringes.
Yeah.
Everywhere. And like you know people were just doing heroin there, you know, because there's this and the packaging that the syringes come in as well. You find those all over the place.
It's like ghetto confetti.
It says use once and destroy. You know, my band Bomb, we had a poster that was all of us looking kind of like mean and strung out, and then it just cryptically for no reason under it said use once and destroy under the band. Which is what it says on the side of an insulin syringe, but it's even better with a bunch of like guys who were all trying to die before the age of 30. So it worked well.
How did that work for you? Did you die before the age of 30?
No, I got clean 2 weeks before my 30th birthday. So by my 30th birthday, I was like, you know, hell, like jumping off walls happy. Like, you know, it takes about 2 weeks to get happy after getting off heroin. So, and then I had to figure out what to do. And I ended up learning computers, writing books and making movies and now doing talk radio. Whereas, you know, everyone else that I got clean with or that got clean around the time or didn't get clean around the time is either dead from drug overdose or, you know, fat and stupid and balding and trying to get into their leather pants still to play at the same clubs that I used to play at that I gave up and passed them up a long time ago. Losers.
Dang.
Dank. Dang. Tell me more. Tell me more about the drugs in Philly.
That's it. There's a lot of drugs in Philadelphia, and there's a couple open-air drug markets, and the cops know about them, and they don't do anything. And they're in on the trade, and they rob the drug dealers from time to time. And on a couple rare occasions, they'll get caught because they'll not do their paperwork or not have, like, the right cops online, or some young cop will find a way to prove it to them. And it's harder in the cell phone era to keep everything completely under wraps now, so they'll screw up that way a lot of the time. And they'll get fired, and then they'll bring in new ones, and the new ones will cut different deals with different drug lords. And
Philly's known for, like, cops being extra corrupt, isn't it?
Correct. And and it all starts at the top because the politicians are extra corrupt here.
Yeah.
And it's extremely cheap to buy off a politician here. If you've seen American Hustle, it's about the Philadelphia area. And they were buying congressmen for like $5,000.
Maybe instead of feeding the homeless, we should buy some politicians there to make it International Fiends Day.
The one that I would be interested in buying would be my city councilwoman. And we can't buy her because she thinks, one, that I'm married to Josie Wales. And every time.
What?
Every time that I call her office, I once heard the man say to it in both Spanish and English to the woman, "Oh, it's the guy whose wife yelled at Maria."
Do you guys skip down the street walking her murder dog?
No, she doesn't bring her murder dog into Philadelphia.
Have you guys seen that meme? That meme of a raccoon, like
the raccoon
hugging
the murder dog.
Hugging a pit bull, like lovingly, and the pit bull letting him, and it says, "I love you, murder dog," and the pit bull saying, "I love you too, trash panda."
Can I make a confession? I hate animal memes. I think animal memes are such swag.
I love them. They're the original memes, man. I can have cheeseburger.
Yo, hang in there, baby. Come on. That was swag back in the 60s, and it's swag now.
As far as I had that poster, but as far as computer memes, I mean, I think really the original meme, the first one was probably Goatsy, which is not an animal meme, really. And do not Google it, people. It kind of is. We're all Goatsy now. So, have you seen Better Call Saul?
I haven't, I've seen the Swedish version, Better Horn Bjorn. Is that similar?
Oh, man, you're so funny.
I saw the Chinese version. It was called Better Ring Ming. I'm just kidding. I saw an all-female version. It was called Better Phone Joan.
So it's Saul Bueno in the Spanish version, but
question. Is it like the Blaxploitation version called Better Phone Tyrone?
Man, you got a list of these, don't you? So anyway, there's a Philly cop. Like, one of the main characters is a former Philly cop who quit being a Philly cop because his son was a Philly cop and didn't want to take bribes with these other two Philly cops, so they killed him.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Are you sick of government lackeys who say you didn't build that? Are you tired of elitists who think you need a government permission slip for everything? Everything you do is an A to B conversation, and the government should see their way out of it. Create true free markets by adopting the BIPCOT No Government License. The BIPCOT NoGov license allows use or modification of any product, service, or software except by governments or government agents. Go to BIPCOT.org. That's Bravo, India, Papa, Charlie, Oscar, Tango.org.
Yeah, we're back. I'm nebulizing.
Yeah.
I'm taking drugs.
That'll get rid of that hum you were hearing.
Yeah, you guys and your street drugs. You're amateurs. I'm Freedom Fiends, sponsored by Big Pharma. The only conspiracy show openly sponsored by Big Pharma. Not really, but I'm on it. We just did our taxes today. How much did we spend on medical stuff last year, DJ?
Taxes.
$10,000. More than $10,000. Yeah. You're like, taxes.
I don't think I've spent $10,000 on medical supplies or services in the past decade for myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's I also avoid the doctor whenever possible, so.
Yeah, I'd like to. but I have, issues.
No.
So tell me. Tell me things, Jeremy.
Well, where were we going? We're still talking about... We left off talking about the open-air heroin trade.
Yeah.
So, you're calling somebody? Calls live on the air? Yeah. Oh, please let it
be. We take calls here.
Nice. Call on in at 877-587-6833.
Jeremy. Can you hear me, Jeremy?
He is calling. I'm not answering that right now. I'm like, what is that ringing?
Never mind. I have a chromed robot shirt. I'm really excited about it.
So, well, we were talking about the openness of the heroin use. But
I put all the fiends in my phone. That's the kind of guy I am.
Wait, weren't you going to talk about some sort of solution? You were going to talk about how if we end the government, then nobody will do drugs anymore or something.
Well,
no, it's just, are you caught up in Harvard Square?
But yeah, because the problem everybody's they call it an epidemic right now because there's so many people.
Steve, what's up?
Supposedly using. Okay, yeah, you guys talk. I'll do this.
What's up, Steve?
But the problem is the reason there's so many people dying of it.
How dare
and,
you?
Overdosing all the time.
This place is bigger than our whole apartment. Sorry. I just like the idea of people crapping all over Harvard Square. I've been to Harvard Square. I'll bet G.G. Allen's been to Harvard Square.
I'm not opposed to that. I mean, it is the tragedy of the Commons, after all. I mean,
literally.
That's what happened.
I mean, isn't that neighborhood called the Commons?
Yes. It works on a lot of levels.
That's my ringtone.
Oh.
I got really, really, really sick of buttons.
See, my phone does not ring enough for me to get sick of it yet.
Yeah,
Steve? I text most of the time.
Yeah, I'm here.
I don't know what texting is. I'll discover that tomorrow. I discovered smartphones on Monday. I discovered DVRs today. I'll discover texting tomorrow.
DVRs.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna start texting? That's gonna be the new tagging in Facebook comments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those of you who aren't Freedom Fiends have no idea. You have no idea. Those of you who are not.
Yeah. Freedom I tag fiends. Steve about 25 times a day. I tag James Babb more though.
I'm trying to work my way up to James Babb's status because I get paid in tags and comments and buttons.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're irritated by it, but you know, not.
But you don't tag me for a couple days and I miss it. Yeah,
right. It's kind of like a girl getting whistled at by guys. You know, when she gets a little older and it stops happening, she's like, no one's sexually harassing me anymore. Boy, did I really just say that? But it's true.
You're a rape apologist. Moving on.
What?
You're a rape apologist. No big. It's okay.
My wife's yelling something. I can't hear it. Okay, go on.
Oh, I thought that what was directed at me, but nope.
What?
What in the butt?
Exactly how many conversations are going on currently?
Well, and here's the thing. So, all right, well, let's discuss this since we're on the subject of your smartphone. So you called me today, and I get a call from a Casper, Wyoming area code, and it's obviously you. And the first words you say to me are, "Hey, Steve, it's Michael W. Dean." How many people do I know with a Casper, Wyoming area code?
I didn't say the W.
Yeah, you didn't. But you're saying, hey, it's Michael Dean. And, like, one, it's obviously you. There's two people I know in Casper, Wyoming. You and your wife.
There's eight people in Wyoming.
And the only reason your wife would be calling me would be to tell me you were dead. And if you were dead,
I was just going to say.
MWD death would be trending on Twitter.
Yeah, with eight people.
Yeah. Hashtag MWD death.
MWD colon has emptied for the last time, hashtag. Yeah, make America gay again.
Empty that colon for the last time, America.
Fleet. It's Fleet Week. So many meetings there. We'll be back for hour two, where we'll tell you why, if the government were out of the way, it wouldn't matter that G.G. Allen's grandkids, illegitimate grandkids, were crapping all over Harvard Square. I love you, murder dog. I love you too, trash panda. All right. You got a murder dog there, Jeremy?
Yeah, I got a half murder dog.
You got some penis weasels?
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Who's doing the intro?
I got it.
All right.
This is the Freedom Fiends, broadcasting through the Libertarian Re-Education Center's low orbit ion cannon, high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. The Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows for reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So we're back. What were we talking about?
I love you, murder dog.
I love you too, trash panda.
I do love that meme.
We had a discussion of who'd be who, and we decided since I'm Michael Dean, I'm Murder Dog. It's my initials. And I think Murder Dog sounds like a rapper from Law and Order from the early 90s or a pimp. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Steve Miller.
Yeah.
What's the market price of Bitcoin and heroin in Kensington today?
The current Bitcoin price of Bitcoin is 420, and the current price of heroin is free samples.
420. Was that a guess? It's probably accurate, actually.
That was a guess.
It was definitely at 420 the other day, that I know. Yesterday.
Yeah. So, I would like to discuss the non-aggression principle as it relates to Richard Simmons being held hostage by his maid at the present moment. Can we discuss this?
Can we talk about this?
So, Richard Simmons may or may not be being held hostage by his maid right now. And he's going to call in to the Today Show tomorrow morning and, like, I guess tell everybody that he's not being held hostage by his maid. But they're thinking that the maid might be forcing him to call into the Today Show, you know, basically sitting there. And
it is.
I have the story here. With his bouncing hair, looming grin, and wild hair, Richard Simmons might have terrified me as a child, but it gives me no pleasure that for his friends are pretty convinced the exercise mogul and TV personality is being held hostage by his maid. This story features a number of colorful characters. Mauro Oliveira, a Brazilian orphan who grew up to be a masseuse and confidant to the rich and powerful Simmons. Simmons' mysterious brother Lenny, who proves to be pretty slap happy when it comes to restraining orders. And Teresa, the maid in question. And who Oliveira accuses of being an actual witch, as in a female warlock. And then there's Richard Simmons himself, who disappeared from the public eye in 2014. In the article, he's painted as a once carefree snowflake of a man to kind and benevolent
snowflake.
Force.
Carefree
snowflake. That's a nice way. That is a nice way. That is a nice way of calling him the F word that rhymes with maggot.
Yes, it is.
And it is a mess. And yeah, it's a whole long John, though. I realized that.
I caught the headline, but I did not read into the story. I did not realize it was possibly this serious.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby's been arrested. Richard Simmons has been kidnapped, and Donald Trump's going to be president. So that's how the 80s panned out for everyone.
Did you like this picture that I tweeted earlier, still life with stuffies? Did you see what this is? It's like a little toy hedgehog wrapped in what looks like a cape that says, don't tread on me. It's actually it's a surgical mask.
My position on animal memes entirely clear in this episode.
It's not
and
an
I'm
animal,
gonna
though.
Stick
it's
to
a
it.
Fake animal.
I'm still triggered, okay? That's like if you... Okay.
Trigger wounds.
If instead of sending me buttons, you were to send me $5, I would still be triggered because I'm an A. Lincolnist, and you're not going to send me money that has Lincoln on it. especially if it comes from a fake entity like the Federal Reserve, too, because then you're doubling the fakery. You're just saying, oh, here's a fictitious president on some fictitious debt from some fictitious entity. Yeah, out my face, Lincoln.
Yeah. Wow. Tell me more about why Lincoln doesn't exist.
Because he doesn't. He just doesn't. Go walk up to anybody and ask them why they believe in Lincoln, and they're going to give you a terrible answer. I was taught in school there's such thing as a Lincoln. Oh, okay. I've seen Lincoln in pictures.
Send Bitcoin to the Freedom Fiends.
Which is terrible. Yeah.
You know, I'm pretty amazed at the voice recognition abilities of this cloned robot turd. I've been like talking emails and tweets. It's a great time to be alive, people.
Oh, I talk things all day long into my cell phone. Most of the comments that you get on Facebook from Steve Miller were spoken into my iPhone.
Nice.
Oh.
So I just posted a Bitcoin address to Twitter. If somebody has to send me some Bitcoin, or we're going to talk about Richard Simmons for an hour. I'm going to pull a Dr. Gene Scott here.
Yeah, so, you're. They'll be sweating to that oldie.
You remember him?
Yeah. Who? Yeah. Sweating to the oldies?
Dr. Gene Scott. No, not that sweating the oldies.
That's before my time, I'm afraid.
Okay. Well, it was a televangelist who was weird, who I liked a lot, who...
Isn't that a redundant statement?
No, but this guy liked...
No. It was weird.
This guy liked to trim his cigars with a circumcision tool and played saxophone. He's kind of like the Bill Clinton of... And he was really weird, and he was into teaching, and he always had like... four blackboards full of scratch and chicken scratch and like American and English and Aramaic and Hebrew. And he had all these weird theories about the Bible, but he was very knowledgeable about the Bible. And he spoke like all the languages that were spoken back then. But he used to read letters and on TV, and he'd say, all right, if I don't get $50 from Glendale, I'm not going to say anything. And he would just sit there and like not talk and read letters and laugh and smoke cigars for like a half hour until he got like $50 from Glendale. Right, somebody's tweeting to me.
Well, there they go.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love you, murder dog.
Oh,
somebody's tweeting to say they actually want to hear us talk about Richard Simmons and they're not going to send us Bitcoin.
Well, go ahead. No.
Well, I was just going to say, on the Bitcoin note, I actually did, I had a momentous occasion today. I had my first Bitcoin transaction for my business.
Oh,
I've been offering it as a payment
option. Dog walking?
Yes, for my murder dog walking, exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, this time it was murder dog boarding, but I've been offering it as an option for 15 months.
Finally,
now,
you found the one person in New York State that
somebody finally was willing to take me up on it. After
and tomorrow,
they just,
they're going
to
shut you down for doing
it. Well, exactly, because somebody finally took me up on it weeks after they finally made it. They illegal. Passed the law where you have to like
register.
Yeah.
Jeremy, let me be abundantly clear. I'm completely supportive of your business and of you taking Bitcoin. What I'm not supportive of is you making any memes of the animals, first of all.
God, you and your anti...
Well, I don't... What's I don't.
And,
you,
and secondly, I don't want to see any animals in top hats, because the only thing worse than an animal meme is an animal meme where you dress up animals to look like Lincoln.
No, hang on a second. You made a meme recently that was Barry Sanders. What's his name? Lou Sanders.
Barney Sandlers.
That's Lou's new name. You know, Lou said the best memes and start from typos. It's true, because my cloned robot turd, when I typed Lou Sander Fiend, thought I was, it corrected it to Lou Sanders Fiend. That's pretty funny. It knows the word fiend now, but... But yeah, it thinks Lou is Lou Sanders. So that's his.
Do you
want to
come on the teens tonight? That was a great voice.
That was horrible. Yeah,
that was autocorrect. Yeah. That was a voice recognition.
Well, you know, there is a Christian group on Facebook called the Freedom Teens.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna look them up. I'm gonna try to join.
But aren't you? I know you are.
Can we invite them on? That should be fun.
Can we what?
Can we invite them on? That should be fun. No.
We have one token teen, and it's Nick, and he's a yak farmer. So, didn't you post a Bernie Sanders with a cat meme,
yes.
Steve?
Yeah,
I did. You can't yawn on the air.
Isn't that a little hypocritical then, Steve?
Yeah, Steve.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
Why? Why? Didn't you make like four or five memes with that picture?
Okay, all right. I had, yes, and... I think both that I made a meme that goes against my principles and that I made like 8 of the same meme are both explicable when one takes into account the fact Lincoln. That I was completely strung out on memes at that point. And this is when the Bernie Sanders dank meme stash was at its peak.
Okay.
So
that's no excuse, man. That's like saying I didn't really mean it. I was drunk. And we all know that, you know, wine brings no, truth and the real you comes out when you're high on memes.
It's like saying, of course I did heroin. It was free. You know,
do you ever find it on the ground there? Drugs?
Yes. Sweet Lady H. That's what they call it when you find it on the ground. Like, oh, we looked,
what they call it in England.
Left a little Sweet Lady H.
Yeah. I spilled more than you shot. I've heard old timers say that in meetings. I say, I never spilled any, but I actually did once. So yeah, it's not true. I wasn't that careful. So let's do a little like truth and redemption here and get off the joke tag for a minute. Although we can, you know, that's our time. But Jeremy, tell us why people wouldn't be crapping all over Harvard Square in the lack of a government. It's all government's fault.
Well, yeah, it is.
The people are shooting up in public.
Well, they may still crap all over Harvard Square. We can't really predict that, but in general,
they'd be shot because Harvard Square would be private.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's why I said before about the tragedy of the commons. It's true. But the reason most of these people are overdosing and or dying, whether they're doing it in public or not, is because the quality of the stuff they're getting, number one, is suspect to say the least. Because it's forced into the so-called black market because of the government prohibition on it, and the other part of the problem is there's so many people addicted to opioids already because of the prescription drugs. And
because weed's not legal, because a lot of pain killing could be done with weed.
This is true too, but even just in general right now, just opioids are prescribed left and right. When those prescriptions are taken away from people, then they look for other options. And I mean, heroin, yes, it's much cheaper because, I mean, God knows what it's cut with most of the time. So
here's what I'm picturing in the lack of government, if heroin was legal. I'm picturing, like, heroin's a pretty functional drug, unlike stimulants, because stimulants, if you get a lot of them, you end up crazy. But heroin, if you get a lot of it, you can be really functional. I was pretty functional for a long time. The thing that makes you not functional is what you have to do to get it and the fact it's illegal and what it's cut with. And, you know, had not using clean needles and stuff. But here's what I think. I think that if heroin were legal, I think that heroin addicts would have like little blood meters like diabetics have to see if they've got enough heroin or too much heroin. You know, they would just prick their finger 4 or 5 times a day. Or maybe it'd be like the oxygen meter I have. It would just clip over your finger without puncturing it. And it would just tell you what your blood heroin level is and when you need it. Or maybe you'd even just have an automatic pump. And you would just set what you want to be at for work and then later turn it up for play. And then we'd have like automatic Narcan delivery if it OD'd you. Yeah.
Who knew that CPAP stands for continually pricking and pricking?
Pricking and codeinizing, yeah. What?
You're listening to the Freedom Fiends, and I'm beaming these words into your cerebellum. When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. But they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
I think so too.
Well, government's actually corrupt in New York, so probably the time doesn't even work there.
You steal everything, including my time.
So, I did not get a Bitcoin donation yet.
Uh-oh.
To this new address. I've only got 10 cents in my Bitcoin wallet on my smartphone, on my mycelium wallet. So, I'm supposed to be using Airbits.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, there you go.
What's wrong with you?
Because one of the fiends runs the company or something. Lawrence. I'll put it on. I just didn't yet. I will.
I just started using that last week, actually.
AirBits?
Yes.
How do you like it?
So far, I like it, although I'm not very savvy, so, I mean, I'm easily amused.
Do you guys have unlimited data plans?
I don't.
I do. Of course I do. You know I do.
I know you must. So, what do you pay for your unlimited data plan, Steve?
It's like, it went all told with taxes and everything, it winds up being 84 with cool. talk text data.
Is that including like you're paying for the phone on time or not?
No. Okay. I finished paying that off.
Because we're paying for our phones on time, like $20 a month for 2 years or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's less than that. It's $400.
I paid for mine up front.
So, do you guys have? I have an app. I can control my TV from my smartphone. Can you guys?
I don't have a TV.
I could.
You say that with such pride. You know what?
No, I'm a hipster. I don't have a TV.
Okay, good. You know, because in that movie Repo Man, the guy who was kind of like the crazy voice of reason that worked in the trash yard said, "The more you drive, the stupider you are." And I think the more you watch TV, the smarter you are if you watch the right TV and cut your cord and get it all from the internet, pretty much. What do you guys think?
That's all easy.
Yeah. What? Are you going to say you wish you had a TV, but some junkie stole it?
Nah, I'm okay without it. I'm almost never home. That's the thing.
Uruguay.
Yeah. Is your roommate home?
Yeah. What, you mean now or in general?
Does she work at home? Who guards your house with a gun? You need someone to guard your house with a gun.
Generally me.
Okay. So, you know, Derek Gay, who lives in Uruguay, as Homer Simpson calls it, said that to correctly pronounce Uruguay, you have to pretend you're being punched in the stomach. Like, Uruguay. I told my wife that, and she was like, then she immediately imitated a little child being punched in the gut.
Uruguay!
So now we just constantly say that, and they're like, what we're imagining is that the kid is doing a spelling bee, and then like Nelson from The Simpsons punches him in the stomach, like,
Uruguay, you are.
As a father of small children, you don't find that funny, do you, Jeremy?
Actually, I giggled.
Okay, Steve, do you have any children?
Do I have any trouble? Do I want any
children?
Exactly. Yes, that was the question. Do you want any trouble?
You're not a gold star gay, huh, Steve?
No. Nope.
Yeah. You got drunk and experimented with heterosexuality in college.
Yeah.
College.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
With the lesbians, you slept with some lesbians.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if you've been to a gay bar, like the experience will generally have you like going back to dames like pretty quick.
Man, that bad, huh?
Yeah. Dames. Like okay, think of the most obnoxious pop song that's on the radio right now, like when you go to the grocery store or whatever.
Oh, don't you have rock and roll gay bars? They do in San Francisco. Like hard rock biker gay bars.
No, we don't. We have
a guitar player from Bomb who Doug
Nelson. We have one that's like a leather motorcycle place, and every dude in there looks like Jerry Sandusky.
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, this is a bar in San Francisco.
That's not
okay.
Very appealing.
Check this out. It's a bar that actually has, that actually still has glory holes. And the name of this bar is The Hole in the Wall.
See? Yeah, nah.
It's a biker bar. It's a like rape you on the pool table while listening to AC/DC biker bar.
Nah, see, I'm not. Yeah, nah. There needs to be a gay thrift store, and that
there's one in Fiend, New Hampshire.
It's called
Derek J's.
Called Derek J's Victimless Garage Sale.
Derek J's Permitless Garage Yard Sale. Yeah.
Yeah, Derek J's.
And I've said it. This is true in my town in Casper, Wyoming, population 8, my wife and I, and then 6 cops. My wife and I and the city council, who hate everybody, you can literally sell AK-47s without a permit at a yard sale, but you have to pay $5 to have the permit for the yard sale.
Better get that
permit efficiency.
That's freedom. Sort of. All right. So, Feeding the homeless. When's that going to happen, Steve? How's the weather there?
Well, yeah, it's looking like probably about 2 weeks.
Okay. We're going to break here, but I've got two people to help you, too.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows.
Are you sick of peaceful people being locked away for victimless crimes? Instead of trying to get out of jury duty, consider taking it so you can do the right thing. A single juror with a conscience can send someone home to their family instead of to a jail cell. If there's no victim, how can there be a crime? And if the judge or prosecutor are keeping you in the dark, what are they trying to hide? You can vote your conscience instead of being a pawn of the state. For more information, Google jury nullification or check out the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
We're back.
Yep.
Freedom Fiends.
Feel it.
So, what were we talking about before we went to break? Ran away? I don't even remember. Drugs. Capital D drugs, yeah. Man. I think that's what it.
drugs and weapons, the nebulous road to freedom.
Well, I actually did want to finish up what I was saying before, now that Michael's gone to go play with his chrome robot turd for a while, and won't be here to interrupt me.
That sounds really sexual, but okay.
But as far as that not being a problem in LibPair, you know, Michael started to touch on the fact that, you know, he thought, you know, he was talking about everybody having their own little finger prickers indicators. I was thinking more along the lines of because the issue is the purity at this present moment, you know, in a free society, you would have services, people that would offer services to test the test the quality of your drugs before you take them.
I thought you were gonna say, if you were testing for purity, then none of the Freedom Fiends hosts would be allowed to enter LibPair.
that's true too, but I think that's a separate discussion. I would see, you know, that there's a market solution right there, you know,
because I'll tell you this right now. I've spilled more than you shot. I'm going to start using that. That is a take home term from Freedom.
That absolutely
today.
Is it. It is so it's so versatile too. I did not realize it the first time he said it.
Here's the thing. The commercial break after he said I've spilled more than you shot, I got up and I was going to go eat some applesauce like winners do. And I had one of those gay little cups that I could say this because I'm a sumo sexual, but like it was one of those gay little cups with the foil lid that you have to like pull off the lid, right? They're made for kids' sure. lunches, but they were $1.50 at Aldi, and I'm not above that. I love Aldi, you know, I love mango peach applesauce. It was $1.50 for six of them.
Ooh, mango
so peaches. I got it. Like, that's 25 cents, that 25 Federal Reserve cents that are basically worthless. So I take it home, and then at the commercial break, I'm up against like a hard time limit because we got a show clock these days telling me exactly like when we're coming back from break and what have you. And I come back over, and like there's no spoon, and I just took a shot of it right there, and I almost spilled some right out of my face. So I definitely shot a bunch of applesauce like I was a college girl the weekend before St. Patrick's Day. Speaking of drug abuse, this is another thing that I would like to discuss. People talk about alcohol and alcohol's addictive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I've never seen in all my years living in Philadelphia heroin addicts behave the way that the college kids did during this St. Patrick's Day weekend. It gets absolutely ridiculous. It's like The Walking Dead. There's just hordes of drunk people walking around everywhere. And you know that like drunk people, drunk adults tend to act like giant babies, like yes. just giant idiotic babies. I'm going to pee on something. Like the just no, don't put that in your mouth. Like that kind of scenario. And there were just hordes of them. No shop you could go to was free of their taint. They were everywhere. It was I nearly hit like four of them with my bike just because they would like wander into traffic, and the bike lane is the first one you hit before you hit like actual cars. Yeah. Drunk people. I hate being right. The only reason I don't drive for Uber is because I hate being around drunk people. They're so annoying.
Yeah, they definitely are. I haven't had to be subjected to that in a long time, but I've been caught.
Drinkers will know how to hide it.
Well, sure.
But yeah.
Yeah, but see, it's funny you said that though about the, you know, the adults acting like babies, because it's really not even the college kids, at least not around here, because I used to go to the parade in New York City, and afterwards that's exactly what it was, just, you know, all the streets filled with drunken people scattering from the parade in all directions. But most of them were well, I mean, the first time I went, I was like either still in high school or just out of high school. So you have like that crowd, like the young, you know, the very young crowd that's going out there and getting drunk for one of the first times. But then you have everybody else who's like 25 and older, and they're the ones peeing on things and putting things in their mouth that they shouldn't. And yeah, it's horrible. I definitely refuse to go anywhere near the city for any of the parades out there. They all get there. They all end up the same way. Every single one of them ends up the same way.
And as a good libertarian, I just hate seeing any group of people anywhere on earth being empowered, because they're a group, you know, and
how dare your collective feel more important.
It's collectivism. Like any form of celebration or merriment is just thinly veiled collectivism. and if you're out there
even
drinking,
if you're having fun by yourself or with yourself,
if you're having fun by or with yourself, you know, air, you know, kiss of the Blarney Stone or what have you, then that's fine, but like, okay, you definitely shouldn't be going out and just like having a good time. You should be at home reading Mises. Everybody knows this. Like, you could drink on a Saturday, or you could, like, spend your Saturday reading Lysander Spooner and, brush it up on your Austrian economics so that you could win some internet debates with some liberals. That's what I'm talking about. Keeping your eyes on the prize, doing what matters in life, winning some Facebook arguments. That's what I'm talking about. Getting some credits.
Yeah, right.
You know? Getting some street cred. You know, people... Nobody's just going to walk up to it and be like, what did you just say to me? You know, because you're going to know, you know.
why is he calling me now?
Why is he calling you? Who really?
He thinks calling me.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas. We just got thrown off of another station.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's okay. Oh, I didn't catch it.
It's going to be like reverse Larry
Michael.
It's gonna be like reverse Larry King, because Larry King used to always like say the city, and he would be like, Green Bay, Wisconsin, hello, but we're just gonna say goodbye as we bid farewell to all these radio stations. It'll be like Pensacola, goodbye. Salt Lake City, goodbye. Danforth, North Dakota, goodbye.
Yeah.
Here, he's calling me now. Hold on.
Because I didn't answer. I really did try to answer, Michael. I apologize. I hit the wrong button. But maybe he can tell you. Yeah. We probably will be sad. I am trying to get us on more. Nobody ever wants to call me back, though.
He wants to know how we're going to make America great again if we're not going to vote.
If we're not going to vote.
Yeah,
that's
his main message.
I have no intention of making America great again.
You can't. Making America great again would be like, you can't make something great if it was never all that great to begin with.
Well, exactly. Like trying to, you know, it's trying to polish a, well, turd.
Yeah. But if it's a robot one.
Yeah, that's a different story. But this is, you know, I'm talking more of the, in the literal sense. I don't know. See, I don't know. See, now that he brought that up, now I'm going to get mad about this, because I've been dealing with this a lot lately, the whole voting thing. and a lot
wait,
of so-called.
Wait, how? You deal with it once a year on election day, and then you don't, and then that's it.
Well, because you were making the jokes about having the arguments on social media, but I spend a lot of time there because of the different pages that I admin, and I try to engage people. But I've been dealing with a lot of, like, and just even in my circle of friends, a lot of so-called libertarians are trying to argue for voting.
And, I think our generation has a reduced capacity for hardship, because what we describe as dealing with, most people would describe as getting notifications about.
Yeah. Well, no, I know that this is true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about even phone calls and just interactions in general. Just bothers me. I don't know why people want to continue to perpetuate this system that
they
all complain
feeds,
about.
Yeah. Well, they didn't vote, so they can't complain.
Well,
that's the rule.
Well, yes, so they say.
If you didn't vote, you can't complain.
If you didn't vote, that's you it. Can't complain. No, you can't. That's not true at all. I can complain about anything I want. but no. Michael asked what you're going to do. Same thing I do every day. Just try to work around the state and try to convince other people to do the same thing. Yeah. Why waste your energy on voting? You can spend the same time and energy finding ways to make it not necessary for anybody to have to vote. So that's what I do.
Yeah, I spend my days spending my time and energy so that fat Asian men won't have to vote. They'll have something else to do.
Exactly. You've got that niche market covered. Perfect.
literally covered. Literally, literally, something is on top of them.
Well, depending on how fat they are, I mean, how much are you actually covering them versus them covering you?
Solid 20-30% on average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that be
see,
that
okay.
maybe a
only
partial
once
covering?
Have I, you remember the
that's
90s.
It's like an awning. I
mean. So you're old enough to remember the snaps era of the 90s when your sure. mama when America was at peak your mama jokes.
Yes.
There was one time where I was with this Asian dude who was so fat that I literally rolled off of him and I was still on him. And I was like, wow, like if only like Bismarcky or whoever like was who was it that was into the snaps. There was one particular rapper that was like, yo, would your mama sit around the house? She really sit around the house. Except coming up with the air horn to punctuate insults was not a cultural thing yet. And I'm kind of amazed that hadn't happened earlier. And yeah, if I ever have my own radio show and there's ever a soundboard, I definitely just need an air horn for all day long.
Yes. So. Well, again, that's another versatile, just like the phrase.
My other podcast is a soundboard. It's pretty fun.
It's just the soundboard.
Yeah. Well, there's no Fiend phone, but they tape it in an honest to God studio. And like everybody shows up physically and they all sit in the same room and there's a soundboard. People push things on the soundboard.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a lot different than the Freedom Fiends.
Yeah. Well, the way they used to do things, right?
Yep. You know, variety is the spice of life.
There you go.
Yep. Oh. Syphilis is the spice of freedom.
On that note, we'll head off to the market.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
Redemption of the Third Act here on the Freedom Fiends. Steve Miller here with Jeremy. And Jeremy, in this third act tonight, I want to call attention to a social problem in our country, and that is people besmirching the good name of gay hookup app Grindr by using it for politics. So, folks, if you get an app that is all right, let's think of, let's say you have the Rumbler app for fighting, right? And like you're trying, you like the whole purpose of the app is find people that are looking to fight, and you show up at a certain place and you fight them. Okay, you don't go using the Rumbler app to find people to go to the opera with. All right, because it's a Rumbler app, and you're supposed to use it for fighting. So it is with Grindr. It's not supposed to be for you asking me if I'm registered to vote, if I'm planning to vote for Hillary. And to wit, I have just tweeted a screenshot of a conversation that I just had with a chap on Grindr, where he said his opening statement, this is a 56-year-old man, and his opening statement to me was, "I'm feeling the burn." To which I responded, LOL. And he said, "Are you working for Bernie?" And I said, "No, I have a skill." and you could see that on Miller Twice.
did he actually get that one?
Oh, he blocked me immediately there. Oh. Yeah. These people, yeah, as soon as you say anything contrary, these people normally will block you pretty quick. And that's the beautiful thing, is that, like, it's one of the apps where you could, where once you block somebody, they're absolutely gone. Like, they can't contact you again. Like, yeah, they're gone. But,
that's pretty obnoxious, though.
Yeah, dude, being a social justice warrior is such a full-time job that you, like, can't even hook up, because you have to make sure that, you know, all your lube and all your sex toys are completely non-GMO. And then you have to go and research, and then you run the problem of, like, how do you even get there when, like, every method you could use to, like, go from one place to another is going to impact your carbon footprint. And yeah, man, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I just heard it was so bad.
Well, do you think somebody like him is actually a legitimate, like, SJW type, or is this just like an infiltration of just like the government trolls everywhere else? They figure this is a popular platform, why not use it to try to.
All right, it's if you're trying to reach out to Republicans, it's probably a good platform.
They're not exactly the greatest with technology and social media, so, and they're always behind the times. I mean, aren't government memes usually at least a year behind the
times? I don't
know,
so. Dude, they can send pictures of their genitals pretty well.
There
have been some decent Republican they're technologically literate enough to get a picture of their junk on the internet and send it out to somebody. and folks, That's the redemption in the third act. If you are technologically literate enough to take a picture of your junk and send it to somebody, the world's your oyster. That's really, like, going to be the entry point, both for politics and for the future that we're living in. Because it looks like we're coming to a point where, in American politics, if you send a picture of your junk to somebody, something that used to be seen as abhorrent and kind of piggish, that will prove to everybody that you are a real person, and people will make unlimited excuses for you.
Well, exactly. I have an example, you know, I have that example here in New York. Congresswoman Wiener not only didn't get completely, you know, embarrassed out of politics, he actually tried running for office again and got support.
Yeah. He ran for mayor. Mayor Wiener. Well, I had the Wiener holder. I was hoping for the Wiener holder ticket.
The ultimate ticket.
Yeah, the ticket. The Wiener holder ticket. Wiener holder ticket. You could take her in, but just hold her ticket, Wiener. So, yep. Hold your Wiener, Freedom Fiends. It's been fun.
Yeah, man. Good times.
Always good a good times. Time.
All right. Till next time.
Yes, indeed. Worms. Till next time. Yeah, keep it drone free for life.
Just caught the world, yo.
Yeah, one bip at a time.